Hello, Audio Boomland. I just thought I'd do a boo about the pub I went to yesterday for lunch with my friend Barbara and the two guide dogs, Flint and Kinsey. It's called the Pullman, and it's in the middle of the town centre in Folkestone. So we got a bus and then got off and walked through town to get to it. And the restaurant part of it was full up, but there was plenty of room in the bar and they offered the same menu. So we sat there. Staff were very friendly and absolutely no problem with the dogs. They loved them. There were other people in there with pet dogs, so there was no problem at all. Very helpful. Went through the menu with us because it's a handwritten menu, so it's quite difficult to read. And we decided we'd go for the roast beef because we fancied a roast dinner. It was offered as either medium or well done roast beef, so we both chose medium, which was a nice choice to get it offered to you done slightly differently to your liking. And we did have a bit of a long wait. It took over half an hour's wait, I think, maybe a bit longer, which I was starting to get a bit impatient, but I suppose the one good thing is that if you're waiting, it means it's not being microwaved and put together that way. So while we waited, we ordered a pint of beer. We had Doombar, which is a real ale from Cornwall. And we finished that one before the meal came, so we had to order a second one. But when the meal arrived, it was very good. We had about three or four slices of roast beef, and it was nice and succulent, not dry at all because we'd asked for it medium. We got roast potatoes, nice crispy roast potatoes, and nice fluffy Yorkshire pudding, crispy on the outside, fluffy on the inside. And for vegetables, we had cauliflower cheese, which was nicely cooked, not too gooey, but cheesy enough. Very, very finely cut green beans. Carrots, which must have been cooked with something. I couldn't tell what it was. They had a taste about them. It's not unpleasant. It tasted like they'd had some sort of herbs or seasoning when they were cooked. And sort of spiced red cabbage as well. We also got a little jug of gravy and horseradish sauce. And it was all served up on a rectangular plate. They seem to be fond of having a square or rectangular plates these days. But it looked nice. It was well presented. Plenty of room on the plate for everything. And it was all rather good, to be honest. It cost £12, which I don't think is too bad a price for a roast dinner. It was good quality, cooked well. So I would go back again, you know. I'm prepared for the wait now. So it might have been because it was quite busy. It wasn't heaving though, but it was worth the wait in the end. So that's what we had. And I'd definitely give it an 8 out of 10, maybe even 8.5. So it was a good experience, you know, nice helpful staff, very friendly, and good food. Decent beer and a very nice way to spend a Sunday afternoon. So I'd thoroughly recommend going to the Pullman. They do other things on the menu. They did burgers and pies and ribs and other things. They have got their menus up online, but unfortunately it's a PDF of the handwritten menu. So it's not even a PDF, it's an image. If it was a PDF, it would be easy to read with a screen reader, but it's not. It's looks like a photo of the handwritten menu that they've got, which is a shame. Maybe I could suggest to them, if they've got a web page on Facebook or something, or a Facebook page, that they could put some accessible versions up on the web. It's always nice to look at the menu before you go somewhere. It makes it easier. But you know, the staff didn't mind reading us the menu anyway. So, good visit. Definitely would go back again. So there you go. That's all from me now from Audio Boomland.